The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. Thanks for tuning in, for you and several thousand others that listen to us in the morning. We really appreciate that. Today, the 17th of December, 7:05 in the morning, and news at the top of the hour, always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring compassion community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Do you, what do you like, fog or rain? Which one, or maybe may I should put it like this, which one can you tolerate better, fog or rain?
Rain.
Yeah, I think so. It's, you know, unfortunately, it doesn't burn off by noon. You know, so we have National Day. What's National Day today, buddy?
It's National Right Setup.
Well, good, because I have other questions, too. So do they add anything to the server? It's just the sap that comes out, then they superheat it.
There's something else they do, though.
To keep it kind of liquidy, I would imagine.
They heat it, and then they put – I forget what he does. Yeah. There's something else he does. It's a process. It really is a process.
No, no. When we went to this farm, what they did was they took fresh maple syrup, and they poured it onto the snow, little strips of it. And then, of course, it just, you know, it hardens up. So you've got yourself a little maple syrup popsicle like that. I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
So, all right. Let's take a look at the weather here. 30% chance of showers today, mainly between 10 a.m. and noon. Areas of fog before 11 a.m. Otherwise cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 55. Listen to that. Tonight, showers likely, and a low around 42. Thursday, showers. Thursday night, showers. Friday, showers. Chance of precipitation for Thursday and Friday, like 100%. And then Saturday, showers likely, and showers. On Sunday, with thunderstorms, also possible after 10 a.m. That's cool. And then Monday, showers. I don't see anything. It says just mainly showers in the whole forecast through next Tuesday, except for, what did I say? I said one day had a chance of becoming sunny. What day was that? Oh, that's today. It could actually become sunny with a high near 55. All right. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, Adam Anderson. Shasta Gas Propane, family-owned business, founded over 30 years ago. Third generation of the Kenny family is working there, providing outstanding service to their customers. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. Locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. Good people down there, taking care of their customers and our community. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. So, something interesting in the meeting yesterday, in the supervisors' meeting. And Matt Plummer brought up the point about that supervisors should not be able to give themselves a raise. They should be up to the people. A measure would have been added to ballots, person. That's just wrong, because they are handling millions of dollars. They're making decisions that affect us for years, and we're paying them $600 a month. Now, should they be getting $10,000 a month? No. But they should be a little bit, it should be more than that, because if you are working, say you wanted to run for city council. Well, you still have to keep your job. But if you were getting paid, you know, a couple grand a month to help make up for the hours that you were losing from your other job, it makes sense to me.
Yes, I totally agree with you on that.
Yeah.
$600 isn't enough, but $10,000 is, you know.
Well, no, they're making, they're making $86,000, so what's that? That's like $6,000 a month for being a supervisor. So then Cry says, well, why don't you just give all yours back to Plummer? And Plummer ends up saying, hey, look, I'm going to give the difference between the average salary in Shasta County and that $85,000. And then he asked Cry, how about you giving yours back because you voted against it? You said it was wrong. So I'm getting the feeling there's no love lost here between Mr. Cry and Mr. Plummer. However, this is how I feel about it. I think we're going down a strange road here. You know, we talk about, everybody was so mad about people getting 15, 20, and one person getting a 40% raise at the city. And then you've got the supervisors giving themselves a 54% raise to themselves. And, 59% raise, a 60% raise to themselves. What keeps them from doing that, say, 2 years from now? Let's give ourselves a 12% raise. And, instead of just having a cost of living adjustment, like the 2%, you know, to keep up with inflation. And, you know, I just, when you can give yourself raises like that, I would rather have, there should be some kind of governor on this, because there is no governor on it now. There is no, when I say governor, I'm not talking Newsom. There ought to be some kind of brake system on this, in my opinion.
Yeah.
It's like Congress. They should not be able to vote themselves raises, which they do. So. Or if it is, it shouldn't be more than the average salary of Shasta County, which I think is, what, $58,000, $60,000, something like that. So there's no difference on that. You know, I could see, okay, make as much as the average person does.
Yeah, I can agree with that. I mean, yeah. That's...
So, which is, it's like $58,000, $55,000. For the average salary, you know, we complain about people making a lot more money in government jobs than you do out in the sector jobs, you know, public sector jobs. Well, that was a good, you know, when they voted that, you know, I'm not begrudging them money for doing this job. But when you vote yourself a 60% raise, that just raises hackles. So, but we got to take a break here. I don't know. What do you think about that? I've got guests coming in at 7:30, 8 o'clock, or supposedly. It's always a fun thing to find out. But what do you think about that? Should supervisors be able to give themselves raises, or should the public have something to say about it, or should it be just a COLA raise? We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Reading Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Get ready for the return of our pro football season picks. Simply swipe your River Club card at any promotional kiosk. Pick your teams for the week using our fully automated pick and win football promotion.
It's that easy.
5 winners receive up to $200 in free slot play every week.
And our final week, you can win up to a $1,000 cash prize.
And a pair of tickets for a annual ultimate tailgate party.
For complete promotional details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and Linda Bob, this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than the windshield whisperer, Jeff Wurst. Been at it for, gosh, over 25 years. And he is truly from the old school. He's gone to all the schools, but he has the experience you need to fix your windshields. Whether it's a chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it, and he guarantees his work for the life of the windshield. He brings it into a climate-controlled area, works his magic on it, charges a very fair price, and you're on your way. If you're not sure, why don't you bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis? Car, truck, SUV, RV. And bring it down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business. By the way, the average income for residents of Shasta County in 2023 is approximately $71,000. So, and the median household income is around about the same amount. So, that's how much it is. And Dolores, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. I'm glad you brought that issue up because it is an issue.
Well, it was an issue when it came up that giving yourselves a 60% raise is kind of, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, we'd all like to give ourselves 60% raises and have somebody else pay for it.
Oh, yeah. Well, which is even more wrong is that how dare them just think that the people wouldn't have a problem. And for them to just say, okay, we're going to put this, raises, and we're going to vote for ourselves, and no matter what we say when we get up there in the podium, they ignore it, and they ignore us, they ignore the people's voice, and yet, you know, they just go ahead and vote for themselves, what, 59% you said? You know, that's when I went up there, and I said, that's theft. How can you steal from the people? Because it's like you, Carl, you own a business. If somebody came in, an employee said, hey, you know what, I'm not getting paid enough I want to go ahead and give myself more money, whether you like it or not. I'm taking it. That, to me, I consider that as theft, because you didn't go to the people and ask the people, what do you think? And the people should be the one to vote for this issue, not them. And also, they should be evaluated if they're not doing their job. It doesn't matter. They try to.
And certain convenience stores fall under this rule. By 2028, these paper bags must contain at least 50% post-consumer recycled material. It's a bold move. Excuse me. Now, let's just think about that. How many times have we gotten a paper bag at the store? First of all, they'll put in a number of things in that plastic, in that paper bag. How many of you have had the handles, the little paper handles that are glued on there with, I think, a cheap glue, just come off while you're trying to carry it? So what you're doing is you might as well not even put handles on them. You'd just be able to pick them up. So you won't be able to use it. You, even if you bring your own plastic bags in, I'm pretty sure that you're not going to even be able to use those. So you go back to the, you go to those cloth bags you buy that doesn't hold a lot. Patrick Jones.
Good morning, Carl.
Hey, buddy. What's up?
Hey, so I just wanted to give a little perspective on these pay raises, which I voted for when I was on the board.
Yeah, please.
So keep in mind that the board had not had a raise for 22 years, and they took a pay cut in the year 2010.
Whoa, what happened? Click something. Are you back, Patrick?
I'm back.
Okay,
can you hear me?
You're back. Yeah, something.
All right. So the board had not had a pay raise for 22 years, and they took a pay cut in 2010. They were one of the lowest paid supervisors in the state of California. And even with the pay raise, they're still in the lower one-third of all the supervisors in the state of California. Now, Tama County, right next door, has a charter amendment to have the voters approve a pay raise. They have not had a pay raise in 35 years. They make $1,000 a month, and they're the lowest paid in the entire state of California. It was a disastrous idea to make that a charter amendment. But that's typical from Supervisor Plummer, that does not have the experience nor the knowledge to look at reasonable pay.
Okay, but Patrick, you were on the city council too, and you were getting $600 a month, which was, I think, is woefully inadequate. But still, that's what they were
making.
Well,
keep in mind, Carl.
But wait,
let me finish my point.
Hang
on. Because they also got a $30,000 lifetime health care package. Hugely profitable in those years.
Is that $30,000 a year?
A year for life.
Okay. Hasn't that changed?
I changed it. Yes, it did. Well, we got it passed, and now super council members no longer receive lifetime health care after they retire. But they did. So all those guys like Ken Murray and Dick Dickerson and Mary Stagel, they got that for life. And that was super costly. You're paying for that right now. We fixed that. But reasonable pay is not too much. Now,
But the other question is how much is 60% raise? I mean, how about chunks of like 25% for 3 years?
So what we did at that time was we took a look at what UPEC has made. What did UPEC, which is our largest bargaining unit in Shasta County, what did they make over the last 22 years? 58%, and that's exactly what the board got, 58%. That's why we set it at 58%. And in addition to that, now when UPEC gets a raise, so does the board. If UPEC takes a decrease, so does the board. So now we don't have to deal with it ever again, because what happens is there's very little political will to adjust your salaries to a fair and reasonable amount. We've done that. We did that. We finally had a board last year that had some political will to finally set things so that we don't have to adjust this. But if you put a charter amendment saying the voters would have to approve a raise, you would never see another raise again. And then in 10 to 15 years from now, you'd have a big discrepancy. So it was a bad idea, and the board did the correct thing. They did, it didn't, it failed for lack of a second. And, now we don't have to deal with it again. The board will be receiving raises if UPEC receives raises.
Should the board be paid more than the average salary of a Shasta resident?
It's a pretty intense job, And
well, no, I know it is. I'm not taking anything away from the job. The jobs are tough. Now, I understand that. But the raise put them $14,000 above the people, you know, just the average salary here in Shasta County.
Well, personally, I think most people, if you gave them $200,000 a year, wouldn't take the job. you get beat up pretty bad.
But that doesn't answer my question. Is I can understand the raise. No, I've watched you all for
the money that they're receiving. They're doing the work.
I've watched you all for 16 years, city and county. It's a thankless job. You know, the friends you've had for years just disappear. No, I understand this. It's just that a board being able to give themselves, so is it fixed now so the board cannot give themselves a raise, say, next year?
No, but the board hasn't been taking advantage of it. Obviously, if they didn't get a raise in 22 years, they're not taking advantage of it. We just simply corrected it and then put a system in place that it does not have to be adjusted any longer. Now, the voters will vote people out if they take advantage of it. We didn't take advantage of it. We corrected it because there's very little political will to give yourself a fair pay. I think the salary is still too low, to be honest. We're still in the – keep in mind, Shasta County, with the pay raise, is still in the lower one-third of all counties in California, lower one-third. So it's not excessive. They just simply corrected a problem that hasn't been dealt with in 22 years. So that's all I had to say.
Okay, Patrick. Thanks for the other side.
Thank you, Carl.
You bet. Okay. I can disagree with Patrick, and he can disagree with me, but we don't end up saying things like, I hope you die. Because here's my thing, and yeah, I get final word. I understand exactly what he's saying. My point was that they can do it again. And, you know, should there be something that says that their pay, whatever it is going to be based on, like you said, the pay of the, you know, of that group of administrators, or can it say that it's locked into cost of living every year, so they get 2.3 or 5 or whatever it is every year, as the military, as Social Security does. So, okay, let's take a quick break, and we will be right back after these messages.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Out here, Christmas isn't found in bright lights or fancy gifts. It's in the hands that help, the hearts that give, and the neighbors who always show up when it matters most. At Grange Co-op, we're more than a store. We're a family of farmers, friends, and believers who never stop hoping for a better tomorrow. This season, let's gather close and celebrate what truly matters. Love, community, and the magic of being together. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from Grange Co-op. Out here, Christmas isn't found in bright lights or fancy gifts. It's in the hands that help, the hearts that give, and the neighbors who always show up when it matters most. At Grange Co-op, we're more than a store. We're a family of farmers, friends, and believers who never stop hoping for a better tomorrow. This season, let's gather close and celebrate what truly matters. Love, community, and the magic of being together. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from Grange Co-op.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 212 642.
Everybody calls us.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding.
I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights. Open on select dates now through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights. Plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, model trains, and more. Upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Turtle Bay members save $5 per ticket. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl on the bot. 7:37 in the morning, 47 degrees. It says we're going to get rain, and then it goes sunny this afternoon, high near 55, and then everything else after that is going to be rain the rest of the week through next Tuesday. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. Watch repairmen, stonecutters, jewelry designers, they got it all. Plus, for the fourth year in a row, voted best in the North State. Four Winds Jewelry, yeah. Good people there, locally owned, locally operated, and right now they're having their anniversary sale down at Four Winds Jewelry. Yeah, and what a great place to pick up something for your loved one right now. I mean, they already have fair prices, so their fair prices are going to get even fairer or less during this sale at Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. The only place we shop for jewelry is Four Winds Jewelry. Locally owned, locally operated. Four Winds Jewelry. Okay, we talked about shifting away from plastic bags. New rules for law enforcement facial coverings. Come July 1st, local and federal law enforcement operating in the state will generally be prohibited from wearing masks that obscure their faces. Exceptions include clear shields, medical masks, helmets, or gear for specific tasks like diving. Well, that was cool. We're going to have you dive without a mask on. Sorry. Yeah. Agencies must develop policies on this. And there's a lot of pushback with concerns about officer safety in high-risk situations where anonymity protects against harassment. Perhaps the most interesting aspect is the tension it highlights between transparency and protection. In an era of heightened scrutiny on policing, this law seeks accountability, but it's had legal challenges from federal authorities. And when they're going in and doing the raids, the ICE raids, a lot of them have their face covered because they're being doxxed and their families are being attacked online and all that kind of stuff. The thing is, I can understand, but it's, you know, well, you should be able to see their face. But if they're clearly marked as police, and their badge number is out there, and if they choose to have their faces covered because of the later threats of violence.
What does the face covering have to do with if they're police? You know what I'm saying? Like if you're police and your badge is out,
come in and mark cars.
Your face has a tattoo that says you're police or something.
I don't understand. I mean, it seems to me is that if you've got all of the, the accoutrements on there that says who you are, but this is just, again, this is just California's way of pushing back against Trump.
Yeah.
And ICE. So, but they did pass the law, of course. Every school across the state will need to step up accessibility By July 1st, 2026, public and charter schools must provide at least one all-gender restroom available during hours and events. Converting existing facilities is allowed, and the state promises reimbursement for cost. Right. And this applies broadly, aiming to create a more inclusive environment. And some see it as a practical solution. Others worry about logistics and older buildings. And you know what? If you've got a gender-neutral bathroom, does that mean that people are identifying as males can't go into the female bathrooms? I wasn't clear on that. Here's one that's gotten a lot of people excited. Expanded authority for school medical consent starting January 1st. Who can authorize medical care or sign a child out of school broadens. Distant relatives or court-designated temporary guardians gain this ability, which means that your child could be taken out of school by, say, a distant aunt. Proponents argue that it supports families facing challenges like immigration issues. On the flip side, concerns about the potential misuse such as trafficking risk have been raised. Daycares also can't request immigration details under this change. A lot of parents are upset about this. So if it's a court-designated temporary guardian, what about, you know, can they then take a child out of school, have abortions, have to be, you know, start them through a transgender process, and the parents don't know. I think that's one of the things that people were saying. Why can somebody take my child out of school for medical reasons and I don't know about it? That's, you know, I can understand parents, even though that it was written like this, but what are the, where's the collateral damage on something like this or unintended consequences that our people down in, Sacramento seem to have never heard of? Now, here's something. California is stepping up AI regulations with rules targeting companion chatbots. Those designed to feel like friends or confidants. Now, if you've been reading the paper and listening and watching what's going on, you've had these chatbots become like best friends with people that are obviously need some kind of, you know, they need this type of a relationship, but it's to a machine. And in some cases, it's led them all the way to suicide. And so, I mean, and nobody knew about it. And the chatbot just was kind of encouraging this. So this needs to, they said, effective January 1st, operators must clearly disclose interactions with AI, not humans. They also need protocols to prevent content promoting self-harm or suicide with details published online. And reports on these measures start in 2027. This is protecting younger users who might form emotional attachments. It's not just younger users. I heard this guy, he wrote this letter. He and his wife were going through a terrible time for, I don't know, she had postpartum and they were having a terrible time. And he started a relationship with this chatbot. And, you know, and it was a woman chatbot. And they corresponded every day. And, you know, some of it was sexual, you know, other things. I mean, it was the whole thing. And he finally, and, you know, that was his confidant. That was the person he could talk to. And he knew it wasn't real. On the other hand, it was very real to him. Until finally, after like 5 or 6 years, he was able to, you know, restart the relationship with his wife. And her question was, when he told her all about this non-entity machine, she wanted to know if she could get a friend also that she could talk to. Clear human versus AI disclosure required, suicide prevention protocols mandatory, and transparency through published details. Okay. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
We'll be right back. Introducing Jackpot Blitz, the industry's most advanced digital poker table designed for players who crave the energy of live play. Seamlessly jump into live multi-table tournaments and make your moves with just a tap. No dealers, no delays, just pure poker. Hands are dealt instantly and side pots handled automatically. And the pace? Whoa, blazing fast. This isn't just the future of poker, it's happening now. Play smarter, play fat, play fat, play fat.
To make our community a better place to live, work, and do business. When you join the Chamber, you become part of a network that stands up for local employers, supports our workforce, and helps shape the future of Reading. Your membership fuels advocacy at City Hall and in Sacramento, promotes tourism through Visit Reading, and strengthens the business community that keeps our economy moving. If you believe in building a stronger Reading, we invite you to join us. Visit ReadingChamber.com to learn more.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Round on Wednesday, they're feeling fine again, and they're working like.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio here on Wednesday, the 17th of December. 47 degrees here at 7:50 in the morning. Good morning, everybody. Let's go to the phones, Ron.
Yes, good morning. You know, I'm a guest. School district being able to take somebody's child out of school for different reasons. They might perform have an abortion performed on someone. And before Nick left, him and his friend talked about they took a young lady out of away from their parents, and she's in transition.
Can't do all those things yet. They're making decisions when they're 12 and 13 years old, which is not necessarily the best time. So I can see where parents are very upset about this.
I can too.
When you're eight, you know, if you can still be grounded by your parents, you shouldn't be able to make big decisions like that.
Well, that's why we call them kids, because they're not old enough. But anyway. Okay, well, thank you for your radio station.
Well, thank you very much for your support.
Okay.
Let me see here. I just moved over off that. President Trump's going to address the nation tonight on his achievements and the economy. You know, a lot of people are pushing back, saying, "Hey, this is going to change," and I thought this was going to change. I just know is that when I look at nationwide gas prices, how much they've dropped. California, no. Nationwide. Yes. California? No. I look at the, the eggs prices are down. You know, I'm looking at a lot of prices are down, but are they all? Of course, no, they're not. And is inflation under control? It seems like it is. However, and depending on who you read or what you read is the tariffs. Tariffs are hurting. Tariffs are helping. Everybody in the United States is going to get a $2,000. Well, not everybody, but if you meet the qualifications of a $2,000 check from the money brought in by tariffs. Anyway, he's going to be speaking tonight, and also they expect him to mention policies for 2026. Including probably the board, the Fed. The board chairman of the Fed is going to be replaced. I don't know if he'll talk about that tonight, but his term ends. Now, I don't usually keep following these things, but the son of Rob Reiner and Michelle Reiner is going to be arraigned today. They're going to plan to file murder charges against the son of Rob and Michelle Reiner. They were discovered in the couple's house on Sunday afternoon. And it was particularly personal, the attack. When you use a knife, it becomes very personal. It's one thing to stand away from somebody and use a firearm, but when you get use a knife, you've got to go in there, and you've, there's got to be a lot of hate. There's got to be a lot of, if not hate, there's got to be a total moment. You know, it's you've got to be very well trained if you're going to use a knife, if you're in the military, in close combat, or you're doing things. But to get in and not have done that, and then to take on, to cut your parents' throat, is a person sane to do that? Was he just, just said, oh, I just hate them so much, or what? This is going to be, it'll be an interesting case. However, they arrested him, he's in jail, and they're going to charge him. I think his name is Nick, who's had a lifetime of being in and out of rehabs, homelessness, and all this stuff. And Rob Reiner said if they had a, at one time he was talking about his son, he said if they had a degree on their wall, I would listen to him. And he said, I tried tough love, I tried this, I tried, they tried everything. And supposedly over the last few years, things had settled down, but there was a huge argument at, get this, Conan O'Brien's Christmas party. You hear those names. And, and there was a big argument there that continued after they got home, and then it appears that he killed them. All right. So what else we have going on here in my notes? The health, another law taking place. There's going to be a $35 cap on 30-day insulin supplies starting in 2026 for larger plans and 2027 for smaller plans. They must maintain coverage for federal recommended preventative services even if national guidelines change. State health officials gain flexibility to adjust recommendations. Quick coverage for new vaccines and protections for clinic staff round out these health updates. For many families, this can mean a real relief from rising costs. $35 cap on 30-day insulin supplies. I know that in Europe, the cost of their medicines are so much smaller than it is for the United States. And Trump addressed that. He said, why are they paying 200% less than we are? And so, and he put it back in the pharmaceutical side. But putting a cap on insulin supplies that could save people's lives, I have no problem with that. That's like we provide Narcan to save people's lives. And somebody pays for that. We pay for that. I guess it's kind of like this. Wouldn't it be nice if you can say, okay, I am paying this much in taxes every year, and I only want my taxes to go to this. I do not want them to go to a putting on a LGBTQ opera in Sarajevo. I don't want that money. I'd rather be used for veterans that need help, or children that need help, or elderly that need help, or mental health for our community. I mean, unfortunately, if you did that, I'm not sure any money, but I don't want any money going to the military. Is there a place, you see your taxes are being used, Ben. Is there any place you wouldn't want to see them go to? Or do you just trust the government there?
I pretty much trust the government. But
do you trust the government?
I mean, not all the way. But for the most part.
You've got to trust the government.
I mean, for the most part.
But that's a good point. You have to trust the government to a certain level.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, I mean, if you have no trust in the government, I mean, your life becomes miserable then.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got the sheriff's office and the public affairs officer.
Oh, On Wall Street, the Dow down 89 points, NASDAQ off 252. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Got any gadgets? Get online protection. NordVPN has a ho-ho holiday deal just for you. Secure up to 10 devices with a single account. NordVPN's Threat Protection Pro feature helps you avoid malware, phishing, and annoying trackers. Just a few taps and you're safer online. Let your gadgets sparkle with online security. Go to NordVPN.com and get up to 77% off plus 3 extra months. NordVPN.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my fam.
...in the airspace over the Capitol to revert back to the way they were before the crash. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios of KCNR, 19-something, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 17th of December, 8:05 in the morning. News at the top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's here, running everything. Kind of like the captain of the starship, Free Fire.
Yep, here.
Do you feel, I mean, should I get you a special uniform?
No.
We could all get the same hoodies.
And that'd be nice. I just like to be comfortable in the morning.
Well, you know, I don't usually wear hoodies. But, I mean, from here, I'm out to the, right out to the stables and within an hour, and it's just chilly out there. Raincoat and rolling around in the dirt with the horse and all that. National...
Wright Brothers Day.
Wright Brothers Day. That's right.
And Maple Syrup Day.
And Maple Syrup Day. Gosh. Who could find anything wrong with those? Today, a 30% chance of showers, mainly between 10 a.m. and noon, and areas of fog before 11 a.m. And then gradually becoming sunny today with a high near 55. Now, tomorrow, showers likely, chance of precipitation 70%. That's tonight. Thursday, showers, high near 52. Friday, showers, and a chance of precipitation for Thursday and Friday, like 100%. And also Friday night, Saturday, Sunday showers with thunderstorms, also possible. Monday showers, and Tuesday showers. So, winter has finally arrived, and the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business out of Anderson, the Kenny family, and it provides discounts for seniors and veterans, gives outstanding service, good people, and you can reach them at 530-365-3793. I'm here with Tim Mapes, who is the Public Information Officer for the Shasta County Sheriff's Office. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Thank you for having me. The last time I think I was here.
Thick. So, we roared into Fog City.
Yeah, and here in Shasta County, I'm born and raised here. You know, we've had fog before, and it happens. But, I mean, for that long of a stretch, it was kind of odd. I know my wife and I were talking about is like, has this ever happened before for 2 weeks where we've just had fog every single day? And
well, we talk to people, too, at other events, and they're all saying the same thing. Lived here their whole lives and never seen fog like we had for, almost 3 weeks.
Well, like you were saying, though, the impact, you saw the impact at the Redding Airport where they were having flights canceled and stuff like that, but it was also a good opportunity anytime you have something like that to talk about. You know, you saw all that messaging going out from the media and our allied agencies about, you know, the safety precautions that you have to take and don't have your brights on and make sure that you actually have your lights on to where the taillights are on as well so people can see you. Stuff that you don't think about because we don't typically have it.
And that's a good point because my truck automatically turns on the headlights.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't turn on the taillights.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not realize that. You don't notice that when you're riding. I can see it in the front. And we hooked up the horse trailer, and Linda was telling me the rear lights aren't working.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, okay, good. So now I'm going to spend a weekend going through the electrical system. But when I turned the lights on the truck officially,
yeah,
they all came on. So then I realized, well, when I'm driving in the fog, people don't see me.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a white truck.
And that's kind of that the preparation that you can do in advance.
Yeah.
And there's always something, whether it's the fog or now we're going to be dealing with more rainy weather and not the fog so much and the travel conditions that happen and the things that you need to do as people head out next week to go see their loved ones other places and driving on roads that they're not familiar with. You know, we always say, you know, all those tips about, that your car is equipped and if you're following the navigation on your phone, that you don't take some road off into the middle of nowhere, because that happens all the time.
It happens around here.
Yeah.
You say, okay, you plug it into your little handy dandy GPS and they take you down a road that you've never seen before.
Yeah. And that's why I kind of wanted to bring that up too. When we were talking about the weather, it was perfect. Is I brought a media release. We haven't had one this year so far to my knowledge, but, just last year, you know, one that we sent out, two adults and a juvenile assisted by search and rescue, you know, because they were stranded out on a road and it was because they'd been caught in the snow, and we don't have the snow in the high elevations this year so far, but
was that up by Eskimo in trouble court?
Snow and ice. Ice is a whole nother
Black ice. I'm here with Tim Mapes from the Shasta County Sheriff's Office. We're going to talk about like road conditions and things for people to be prepared for, and one of them is black ice, and we're going to talk about that when we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center has the fast track for non-life-threatening emergencies in the emergency room. Use Fast Track to reserve an ER treatment time and wait from the comfort and safety of your home and arrive at your projected treatment time. Now, they're going to ask you some questions to make sure it is non-life-threatening. I mean, if you're bleeding or if you have chest pains and all that, they're going to tell you, get in here right now. But if it's for something else, use the Fast Track, and you do that by going to ShastaRegional.com, Fast Track, and click on that tab. It'll save you from having to sit in the emergency room and watch the population of Reading come streaming through there. You just come in, and they've got all types of times for you. I think it's every 15 minutes, 15, 20 minutes. So use that. And that's something Shasta Regional Medical Center is doing for the comfort of their patients. And we'll be right back with Shasta County Sheriff's Office.
This winter and join Wind River Resort and Casino for our $50,000 Daytona Dream Swipe to Win draw. Come play for a chance to win up to $250 free slot play, $250 in cash prizes, and a 2026 Daytona 500 package for two. Weekly drawings on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Final drawing on Thursday, December 25th. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Out here, Christmas isn't found in bright lights or fancy gifts. It's in the hands that help, the hearts that give, and the neighbors who always show up when it matters most. At Grange Co-op, we're more than a store. We're a family of farmers, friends, and believers who never stop hoping for a better tomorrow. This season, let's gather close and celebrate what truly matters. Love, community, and the magic of being together. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from Grange Co-op.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality.
Or your BB gun. Yeah, even BB guns. They're more than happy to give you just the best instruction. I can tell you they have a stringent process for their instructors and continuing education all through the year to ensure that they are up on all the new laws and all the things that can help you get your CCW or your renewal at a very fair price and with the finest of instruction, Northern Firearms Instruction. And I'm here with Tim Mapes, who is a public information officer for Shasta County Sheriff's Office, and we're talking about the weather. And especially now, we're getting rain here in Reading. when you get on up past Shingletown and you're getting up there, are we looking at snow flurries and those kind of things yet? Or?
Well, from what I've been seeing and hearing from the forecasters here in this area, they're saying the snow levels are still pretty high, which, you know, obviously our areas that rely on that, like the ski park and stuff, would love to see a better forecast for that.
Yeah.
I would just think, you know, obviously those higher elevations in the mornings when you're traveling, especially this time of year, we're hitting that high, heavy travel time that, you know, you take off early in the morning to get to family members' houses somewhere, and you have to go over some passes, you know, you could definitely probably end up with some icy conditions that
would
know,
be the
you're
one.
Not used to.
It may not be snow, but, you know, but it's frozen at night, and you get in your black ice, and or you hit a spot you've gone through 20 times, and all of a sudden there's ice there.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, be aware, everybody.
Yeah, and like I was saying and talking about, you know, the travel and when people get off the beaten path or something like that, even though we're not talking about the snow so much right now, when we've seen that happen, you know, what ends up, we have a great and amazing search and rescue volunteer group, just hundreds of volunteers that are well-trained, that do a great job, but ideally, you'd like them to be well trained and then not have to use that training, because inevitably it's a stressful situation. It can be very serious and life threatening when people go off the beaten path, and then the search and rescue has to go out and look for them. And they do a great job, but it'd be nice to train and then not have to use that.
Yeah, you don't want your snowmobile teams and your off road vehicle teams and your horse teams spreading throughout the countryside looking for you.
Yeah.
And you're right, they are very well trained, and their morale is really good.
Yeah,
you see that group.
You can't say enough about them. I would like to put out
there. And all of these are volunteers, by the way.
Yeah, completely volunteer. They're amazing. I do know they have a great social media presence, and they actually put, since we're talking about those tips of travel and that type of thing and what to do, I know they've put out some tips before I even think about it on the sheriff's office side, and then also.
There's no sand in some of those areas.
Mm-hmm.
So you get the sandbags, but no sand.
Mm-hmm.
Where can you get – does Shasta County have a place where there's lots of sand that people can go to?
There are locations. And, in fact, that's what I was just saying, like where we were talking about it yesterday to get that information out now with the locations that have them. When the weather forecast, there's some areas that do have the sand already, pretty much year-round. But it can kind of be ramped up, and we'll put those locations out through social media and send a press release out to the media to let people know that and what you may need. Some areas, some locations you need to bring your own shovel.
Yeah, you show up and there's a sandbag, but no sand or shovel. So now you got to go find the sand. So, yeah, it's easier for the public to go to one location and be
rescues when we had the rain.
Really?
We didn't.
Okay.
The Swiftwater Rescue Team had to go out and get a few folks out there and out in the Palisadro area.
How do they do that? Do they go out there with a boat? And obviously lines to pull them out, all that kind of stuff? Or
we have some video on our Shasta County Sheriff's Office Facebook page that is amazing how they do it. It's very technical. It's not just putting a boat in the water.
No.
And, I mean, it can be an inflatable boat with a couple of the Swiftwater Rescue Team members, and there's a rope and pulley system so that, you know, you can lead yourself over to where the people are and get them in that flotation boat and get them back onto dry land. And it really is amazing to watch, you know, and to see this team that's trained to, you know, you're sitting there looking at it going, wow, that it does not look enjoyable to jump in that water.
Well, you know, a lot of times people just totally misjudge it.
Mm-hmm.
The one is the depth of the water.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people are driving smaller cars.
Mm-hmm.
And then if it's going like 3 knots, you don't swim against 3 knots.
Mm-hmm.
And it can move your car.
Mm-hmm.
And now you've really got some problems. Every year you watch it on, you'll see them on TV, and where somebody is in the middle of the road. And it's just getting worse.
Yeah,
and they're trying to get teams out to them.
It's not like swimming in a creek in the summer when it's nice and warm and you're cooling off. I mean, you're already cold, so then you have the hypothermia aspect of it, and you're usually wearing clothing if you get in that situation, and that's not easy. So it's bad all around.
It is. Well, I'm glad we've got a couple, obviously a few teams that are, you know, it'd be collateral duties for them, but still trained in it. Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. Okay, we're here with Tim Mapes, who is the public information officer for Shasta County Sheriff's Office. And we're talking about safety during this time of the year and snow and when it's raining like this and avoiding getting yourself in trouble. And somehow, if you do get in trouble, being able to have, we call them go bags, just, you know, has maybe extra clothing so it's warmer. We use reflective blankets, which helps. Snacks, water, shovels, kitty litter you can throw underneath your tires sometimes really helps too. But just ways to be prepared when you're out there, just going over to visit grandma, or you're going out to cut that Christmas tree. Just be prepared on that. And let the big thing if you're going out after Christmas trees is let somebody know where you're planning on going at least. Okay. All right. We'll be right back after these messages. Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open on select dates now through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay, featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, model trains, and more. Upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Turtle Bay members save $5 per ticket. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Wind River Resort and Casino celebrates the end of the year in style.
Join us Wednesday, December 31st for an unforgettable New Year's Eve bash.
Immerse yourself in a night filled with laughter and excitement featuring comedian Eric Griffin
and live band The Freshmakers.
Savor a delicious buffet. Don't miss out.
Tickets on sale now, including exclusive VIP seats.
Each ticket also includes $10 free slot play.
Must be 21 and over.
For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Celebrate Christmas Eve and Day at Black Bear Diner. Skip the hassle and let us cook for you. Enjoy home-style turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham with all the trimmings. Join us for Christmas Eve or Day for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Make your holiday special at Black Bear Diner.
Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue, across parking lot from the old Subway or Lucky Miller's, if that's what you remember. Founded in 1960, been in the same location since 1967. It's not a hair salon, my friends. It's a barbershop, and it's a traditional barbershop. And you can make an appointment. So there are two different ways. You can call them at 530-244-9478 or go to Booksy.com, which I now have that little app on my phone. And you can look out 2, 3, 4 months and make an appointment for yourself. That works. Or, like I said, you can give them a phone call. Found them 17 years ago, well, 18 years ago, and never had a bad haircut. Cypress Square Barbershop, good people and man's last stronghold. I'm here with Tim Mapes, who is the public information officer over there at Shasta County Sheriff's Office. And we were talking about...
It's kind of the season for scams. Yep.
I just got one on my phone this morning from Amazon. It said they're from Amazon, and it said, we found, and this is what it's, I mean, it was, and it said, one of the items you bought.
Yeah.
We have found that we are recalling it, and we want to recall it and give you a full, your full purchase price back. You know, blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking, Amazon doesn't do that. You know, so, I immediately deleted it and sent it to junk. But I probably get one of those probably at least every 2 weeks on my phone.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, we always say it seems to ebb and flow a little bit, but it can happen at any time of the year. But you're right there, you know, they're probably leaning heavy on those things where it's talking about shopping and things you bought online, because what is everybody doing right now? You're hitting – you know, purchase and putting stuff in your cart and stuff because you're trying to get stuff before the holidays and there's a lot of shopping going on. So they're going to focus on stuff like that. But really there is no season for scam calls. It can happen at any time, but we do notice that sometimes, our records folks will start getting phone calls, especially on the ones where people will call up and say that, you know, you have a warrant, because you missed jury duty and nobody wants to be in trouble, that type of thing. And they're very smart. They use information that they get off the internet. A few months ago, I had a phone call from, ironically, the wife of the, detective who did my background investigation before I came to the sheriff's office, received a phone call from somebody and they said that they were public information officer Tim Mapes, who was, letting them know that they had a warrant and they'd missed jury duty and they needed to give money right now. And
had,
she was
you had
like,
to go down to a card and buy a card, right?
Yeah. And then they'll tell you, stay on the line and actually go down to the sheriff's office while you're talking to us. And so they're very, like, you'd think, like, why would they tell me to actually go to the office? But it's all one thing that you can tell. I mean, obviously law enforcement is never going to call you up and say you can clear a warrant or fines by phone and by giving your credit card information or debit card information. We're not going to do that. They're never going to seek it over the phone. And a lot of this information is, if you really stop and think about it really quickly, it's going to be high pressure because they want you to act very quickly before you think enough and think, wait, this isn't quite right. You know, they're not going to, I didn't get a jury summons. It's, you know, if your jury summons didn't come, I would assume that you can probably explain that to the courts and they'll figure it out, you know, and,
well, let me tell you, I have a very, very bright friend that this scam was tried.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave her a phone number to call back, and she called.
Mm-hmm.
Shasta County Sheriff's Office.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, they got her all the way down to where she was getting ready to buy a card, and she goes, this just doesn't sound right.
Mm-hmm.
And she called another number, and it was a total scam.
Mm-hmm.
But it sounded so real.
And they're able to use, they're able to mimic the phone numbers to where actually,
yeah,
like you said,
yeah,
you
call this number.
You call this number and it seems legit, and or you're getting a phone, or the call says that it's coming from the
Shasta County Sheriff's Office
or one of our allied agencies, and you think it's legit. And really, if you think about it, just stop and think, you'll realize, hey, this isn't quite the deal.
Here, other ones they do online is to, they mimic PayPal.
Mm-hmm.
And they say you bought this and blah, 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 or here's your receipt from, you know, a well-known company. And I know that it's false, but it looks so real. You got to look at their email address really close. And it's caught my mother-in-law twice.
Well, and like you said, it's you'll know people. And I sit there while you were saying that. I'm like, I consider myself to be pretty savvy and not easy to con. And it's happened to me. I've looked at it and thought, oh, no, I think I did this. And I've actually almost clicked the button to where you would have been like, oh, that would have been a bad thing to do.
Well, it got me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking. It was on Facebook, and you got to really look at Facebook because you'll see these ads. And I mean, it took me down the rabbit hole, and but I used PayPal.
Mm-hmm.
And when I bought this set of boots, and then when I looked at it, and then there's one thing you can do: if you take that company and you look under scams, and there's a website that will list that company, and they'll give you, and I said, well, it just got started 2 months ago, you know, blah, blah, blah. So it gives you a level that says, well, this probably is the scam. The only thing that saved me was because I used PayPal, went immediately to PayPal, and they blocked the whole thing.
But it
looked absolutely, and it's on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
You can't trust the ads on Facebook.
and it's big business for them. So you sit there, they're going to do their homework because it's like it really is worth it for them if they can scam a few hundred people on these things and send some money and cards and whatnot or hack your bank account. So they're going to go on that Shasta County Sheriff's Office website and they're going to see my name is on there a lot when we put out news releases and people are familiar with that name sometimes, or they're going to find we found it's often a couple weeks after we'll have somebody retire and we'll post something and we'll say, you know, congratulations to such and such for reaching this next stage in their life, you know, and that type of thing. And then a couple weeks later, it's, hey, I'm Sergeant such and such from the sheriff's office, and you have a warrant out for your arrest. And it's like they've seen that name on our Facebook page.
And AI is a, you know, it's a swindler's paradise with AI, because they can imitate anything.
Oh, yeah.
Everything from videos to voices.
Yeah.
So it's, yeah.
And
it's tough out there.
'Tis the season, those scams, and like we've been reminding people already, this is also the time of year you want to make, you know, when you're having gifts delivered to your home and that type of thing, and we fell victim a couple of weeks ago with somebody.
You got porch pirated?
Yeah, it wasn't anything big, but it was like.
But still.
Yeah, and it was well before what you would have thought the holiday season, but it was something not amazing, but thank
you. And
goodness.
You don't live in a bad neighborhood.
No.
I'm pretty sure.
No, and we have great neighbors, and so what we did after that is, you know, I put something on Nextdoor and let people know, hey, just so you know, this is the time of year I went out and bought cameras because mine had stopped working naturally.
Oh, we have cameras everywhere now.
Yeah, so I went and re-got those reworking again and talked to our neighbors and coming up with ideas of, you know, they can come over and get them for you if you're gone, and we've done the same for them.
Have you seen these reels? And I don't believe them, which is another thing from AI. There's a package on the door, on the porch, and they run up and they grab it and they get back to the car and it explodes with this blue, purple, or red, or orange powdery paint thing that just covers them.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, this isn't real.
Yeah.
This isn't real. I mean, but, you know, it's different houses. But still, I don't think this is real, because you do something like that, the first thing somebody would do if it explodes in their face and covers them with this stuff is sue you for damage to them.
Yeah,
and,
if it's real, instant karma, though.
I mean, everybody would love to do that. Oh, you took a package? You want to take packages off my well, we'll let it get in the car and blow up.
Yeah. But that's just a reminder. You know, you can, you know, have them delivered somewhere, have them delivered to your work. Some people do that, and or have your neighbors pick them up for you. And
we do that if we're out of town and we know something's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Our postman's real bright about putting things places that, you know, you can't see. You can't see them from the street, and that's, if you can't see it from the street, there's no reason to go down there.
Mm-hmm.
And the but it's not only that, you know, packages on your porch, but when we come back, let's talk about when you're shopping because of the offenders that can get into your car and nothing flat, about how to handle your packages when you're Christmas shopping.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
River Resort and Casino is excited to announce the return of Slap War, brought to you by Heartbot Productions. This exhilarating showdown will have two fierce opponents going head-to-head in an unforgettable battle of slaps, who will emerge as the last one standing. Event is January 31st. Show begins at 7:30 p.m. For complete details or to purchase tickets, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
The Reading Chamber of Commerce is working every day to make our community a better place to live, work, and do business. When you join the Chamber, you become part of a network that stands up for local employers, supports our workforce, and helps shape the future of Reading. Your membership fuels advocacy at City Hall and in Sacramento, promotes tourism through Visit Reading, and strengthens the business community that keeps our economy moving. If you believe in building a stronger Reading, we invite you to join us. Visit ReadingChamber.com to learn more.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Tomorrow, our 8 o'clock guest, as you know, the Alternative Custody Program, which has gotten approval, but there's a group of people that are opposing this, and two of the leaders of that group to putting the alternative custody program down off of Breslauer. No, it's right.
South of Reading. Yeah.
South of Reading.
Yeah.
But somewhere around in there.
South Reading.
Yeah. Who are opposing it will be our guest at 8 o'clock tomorrow. And you can hear their side of why they are opposing it. And that'll be at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. But today I have Tim Mapes, who is the public information officer for Shasta Sheriff's Office. And, we talked about watching out for the porch pirates, but also when you're buying, mm-hmm. it's Christmas time, people go in and they come out carrying packages.
Mm-hmm.
What should they do?
Well, these days, I mean, you've seen all those tips, obviously.
Yeah.
Have them hidden, you know. I mean,
put them in your trunk.
Put them in your trunk. Although people could be watching, you put them in your trunk, you know, that type of thing. So I don't know if too many things are safe, but, you know, take every precaution that you can. I mean, don't leave too much in your car. Don't leave valuables, even unvaluables, looking out, or
yeah.
people can, you know, find it enticing, that type of thing. So it's just being very, very careful. If you have things that you've bought, you know, run them home. Make sure that they're put away safely, that type of thing. So.
I've even heard things like if you've got your Christmas tree where people can see, look in mm-hmm. to your living room, and your Christmas tree with all the packages,
mm-hmm.
might find a way to block that off.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, because there's just, you know, scum out there that will come in and take everything they can.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, always lock your car up at night, no matter where you live.
Oh, yeah.
Or who you are.
Yeah.
You can be law enforcement. You can be Joe Citizen.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody's going to break. If your door is open,
mm-hmm.
they're going to open it for you.
Yeah,
so.
And even if it's not open, they're going to open it if you've left something in there.
If you left something
in
there.
And sometimes it'll be, you'll see somebody say, like, my kid left their backpack in there. And so whoever broke into your car ended up getting, what, some school books and whatever trash they left in their backpack. And but they don't know that. So
they
see is a bag and go, hey, I'm going to give it a shot because they're looking for an opportunity. So
just be aware of all that. It just gets more and more.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so y'all have gotten a new grant. Was that it, or I may have misunderstood?
Yeah,
that.
No, it's the second year actually that the sheriff's office has received a grant from the California Highway Patrol Cannabis Tax Fund grant program, and it allows us it provides funding for prevention, education, and enforcement of DUI laws, and it's a year long grant. We're in the middle of it. It'll go through the middle of next year, and like I said, this is the second year that we got it, and it's more than $400,000 in funding that we get for
wow.
focusing on enforcement. Some people may hear some advertisements that we've been doing for the public information aspect of the campaign, where we have radio ads that we have some for all the holidays, and just reminding people, you know, of the dangers of driving while you know, under the influence of any drug, but then specifically focusing on the cannabis DUI aspect of it, because so many people don't actually think that that is a thing, which is, you know, very interesting that they will, they'll even argue, you know, online that, you know, you drive better when you're high. How is that? You know, because it's a, it slows your reaction time. It relaxes you, throws off your coordination, distorts how you see things. I mean, that's why
if you do it. If you believe that, then you would say it's fine for your doctor that's getting ready to open you up and put a new valve in. It's okay for him to be high on marijuana.
Yeah, you would not want that. So that's why there's the focus.
That's my answer on that one. Well, really, then I should have my I should insist that my doctor smoke marijuana before he gets in there.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't make any sense. So even though those people will say those things online, you know, that's what we try to refute, is to get that information out there. So that's part of the grant. It also enables us to do, you know, participate in maximum enforcement periods, DUI checkpoints, which are always very popular, you know, from folks that don't realize the worth of those. A lot of times it's to get that you know, proactive information out there and get people thinking of, hey, you know, these things happen. We don't quite know where they're going to be. And as you notice, we always seem to get some folks that go through those DUI checkpoints that, you know, they're on the road and they're driving impaired, which is definitely what we don't want. So, you know, that's why those are done.
When you put out that you're having a DUI, you are the RPD, and you announce it, and we announce it. It doesn't say exactly where. Does it say where it's? Just says they're going
to
have.
Yeah, we have to do a 24-hour notice, and we have to give a general area. So
okay, there's a general area.
Yeah, so we follow the laws on that.
I can't remember. I think I've gone through one DUI checkpoint, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in 18 years, and they just waved me through.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, or do they? Did they check my? I can't even remember right now. I know I wasn't there very long.
Mm-hmm.
The people get all excited about those.
Mm-hmm. Yes, some people do. A large majority don't. You know, they understand why we're doing it and the importance of getting impaired drivers off the road, public safety. And, you know, there's always going to be those folks. We get the same comments when we do, you know, underage tobacco stings, and people will say, my favorite is when they say, you know, aren't there bigger things to focus on? That's kind of operating under the assumption that we're taking deputies away from following those crimes that they say you should be focusing on and doing this instead. No, that's why we have these grants, so that we're able to have deputies and officers come in to still focus on those things that do matter. You know, underage, keeping kids away from smoking at an early age is important.
So you recruit a young man or girl, and you just have them go in and try to buy tobacco.
Yeah. And I mean, in doing that, it reminds the public that kids or juveniles are going to try to do that sometimes. To keep that in mind, you don't want to get in trouble, and if you're a retailer, you don't want to break those laws, that type of stuff. So a lot of times it's the information aspect to get people thinking. And if that keeps, you know, some juveniles from being able to go in and get stuff, you know, I think that's a good thing.
I totally understand. Mm-hmm. I got checked the other day, and I see your ID, and I looked at him. I said, really? And when he said that, I mean, I know the guy. It's, you know, local, you know, police. And I said, okay. Or before you even buy it, they have to, they run your.
Scan it.
You scan your driver's license on that. And I thought, okay. So I understand what people are saying. You know, we've got a problem out there in the hinterlands. That why are we using? They get turkey. Or is it bologna sandwiches as usual?
Oh, gosh. I should know this.
You know, but I'm just wondering.
We had a social media video that I did with the sheriff last year, I believe, for Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh.
And actually, I I don't want to say for certain, but I think maybe they probably get a piece of pumpkin pie. They maybe try to give them a little something special on those holidays, you know, because it's that's important as well.
Oh yeah, we had a helicopter land one time that brought us food.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't want food; we wanted water and ammo, but they brought us food, and so I told everybody eat. And so there were cookies flying down off the hill and everything. But it was a little bit different.
Well, the important thing when mentioning that meal there, what I was going to say is, it's tightly regulated as to, how it is. It has to be a certain calorie count and the health aspects of it, which is very important.
You've got to keep them healthy.
It's got to be dialed in.
Got to be dialed in. Okay. Hey, Tim, thanks so much for coming in. Please pass on to us, to the whole department. Have a very Merry Christmas and a very safe New Year.
No way.
And for you all, take care of yourselves out there. People, on Christmas Day, when you're there with your family, we've got sheriff's officers. We have deputies. We have RPD out there, Anderson. All those people are out there that day.
Absolutely.
And they don't spend that, they're on a 12-hour shift. Mm-hmm.